table until our next regular meeting. Case number 10,680. This is a special use exception for the off-site parking. Okay, now I'll get back to this one.
Mr. Chairman, I think in interpreting the code suggests that additional parking is a good thing to relieve congestion and traffic and what have you from people parking on the street. And I think we heard that's a matter of interpretation, but from what I listened to that code being read, that's the way I interpreted. I can certainly appreciate the opposition's position if this was a residential parcel, but it's zoned commercial. I think that if in fact the applicant, they are suggesting that this is a larger franchise chain, if you will, that would be coming in there. And I know if you go to Salisbury on any given night, and for example, whether it's, whether this is going to be a Red Lobster or Olive Garden. I know that when you go down there on a very busy night, such as a Friday night, both their parking spaces are overflow into the mall parking area. They do tend to draw larger, larger gathering. And the applicant is suggesting that is the type of business that'll be in there. And he's also suggesting that they can meet the parking requirements required by the county. So I think it's, as I said before, I think it's refreshing that someone would come to the board requesting additional parking, even though it is off-site. If nothing else, we hear... not every week close to it, and some weeks more than one case that there's just not enough parking down in that area at the beach. So, given that, the question is that will it substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? Given the fact that it's commercial, given the fact that it's affording relief to a otherwise difficult situation, I think I would have to suggest that we should approve this request.
You make an editorial motion.
But I'd like to hear what the others think.
Mr. McKee.
Yeah, I'm in favor of approving.
Mr. Workman.
I am, because what he said with DelDOT, all the loops you got to go through DelDOT, I don't think they would give something up like that. But I like the roads being right and everything else. You got to go through all the permits to get this. So he's just not putting it up. DelDOT's looking at it.
Right.
And they approved it. So I have no problem.
They have even the final approval. Yeah. DelDOT will. Mm-hmm. So this is one leg of, I guess, the things they have to do.
They're going through a mess of loops to get this done. So
you're okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hudson?
I guess I have to ask myself, what's the alternative? I can't imagine that piece of property being left alone for any length of time, whether it be just a Mr. Donut drive-through coffee thing or something. So something in my opinion will probably be there if it's not this parking lot. So I would say this would be the lesser of an evil as far as traffic congestion is concerned.
And I tend to agree. I mean, say that does, because of whatever entity is going into the old Webster's, makes that this parcel now that's commercial property behind it more attractive. Certainly isn't going to make the situation any better. So,
mm-hmm. more attractive, more lucrative.
I'd say a reasonable best use. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,680, as I don't feel that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills, the second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 10,680. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.